This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On away we go. Welcome to another week. Hey, everybody. Hope you weren't shoveling, although I know some listening to me were. Don't worry. Eventually, spring will touch your area. So that's where we begin. I just want to say where we have all kinds of nonsense going on in Washington, D.C. We have a former first lady who's nearing the end of her life, and that's a very, very big story. And then, of course, we're dealing with eggs and salmonella. Ooh, it's frightening to think of that, right? How many people, raise your hand, if you eat a lot of eggs during the week? If I'm being incredibly honest, low-cal, lots of protein, phew, I would be on that list. Let's talk first about the former First Lady, Barbara Bush. She's not in great shape. She's in failing health and is not getting any other medical treatments. She declined treatment for life-threatening illness, and she's in failing health, and that's where she's at this point at the age of 92. She would be 93 in June, but people close to Barbara Bush are saying it's the end is near. It's just not good. She's got her family around her in her Houston home, and she's getting what they call comfort care. She'd been in and out of the hospitals recently, and so that she was not really bouncing back. And you think about it, Barbara Bush and George Bush were married. They've been married 73 years. That is wild. She was only 16 when she met George at 17 at a Christmas dance. They got engaged pretty quickly after that, and then the rest is history. And, of course, she was the former First Lady, as I mentioned, and then her son became president. So you saw the Bush family a lot throughout the years, and being a former president and First Lady, you saw them anyway at lots of different events, etc. So certainly thinking about the family as they're going through this really thing called life that none of us want to deal with, the end of life, but she is not getting treatment for her life-threatening ailments. So let's put it that way. The Comey interview is something that's being talked about all over the place and reaction to it, because Comey said a couple of things in the interview with George Stephanopoulos on Sunday night. He said that he believed that Donald Trump was morally unfit to be president. He said he believed it was possible the Russians were holding compromising personal information over the head of the commander-in-chief. He's got a new book that comes out on Tuesday called A Higher Loyalty, Truth, Lies, and Leadership. And, of course, it's fanning the flames in Washington, D.C., and there have been a barrage of angry tweets against Comey, calling him the president an untruthful slime ball, among other things. And so they're going back and forth over the last, or he's throwing it out there in the last couple of days since Sunday was when the interview was, but plenty leaked before that. Comey claimed, or he didn't say anything about hard evidence, that Trump had been compromised by Moscow. He described the prospect as possible but not likely. His suspicions had been raised by Trump's reluctance to criticize Russian President Vladimir Putin, even for Moscow's aggressive efforts to meddle in the American election. So Comey's comments are part of what will sell the book. In his book, he talks about the fact that he has a reputation for self-righteousness. He didn't apologize for the decisions he made in the Clinton case or really anything else. When he faced a decision over what to do whether to announce days before the election that the email investigation had been reopened. He describes his options as really bad on one hand and catastrophic on the other. He picked a really bad choice to reveal, is what he said. So there was a lot more in the book besides Trump, 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 but plenty of it surrounded Donald Trump and Stormy Daniels and all of that, all that surrounds the president still now is out there and is being parceled for, is this true, is this not true, and what does it mean? And I think we're ways away from any kind of a big decision on that. Here's a big decision. It's easy to make. Egg recall. Salmonella, you don't want that at all. 200 million eggs have been distributed to consumers in 9 states, and they could have that combustible combination. They're from Rose Acre Farms in Seymour, Indiana, and they're being recalled due to possible contamination. The Food and Drug Administration says 22 illnesses have been reported so far. Ooh, that's not good. Salmonella is not a good thing. It takes like 6 to 72 hours after you eat contaminated food for it to materialize. And you get this brutal abdominal pain and fever, and it is nasty. So the eggs have reached Colorado, Florida, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia through retail stores and restaurants. And, of course, they have brand names. See, that's the whole thing of where the eggs come from. And the brand names are some you're familiar with. Crystal Farms, Coburn Farms, Sunshine Farms, Glenview, Great Value, Country Daybreak. And you can pick up those eggs mostly in Walmart and Food Lion stores. And they talk about dates and, oh, what do you do if you have eggs that are recalled? And they say you should go to a doctor. Up to 90% of salmonella infections in the U.S. are foodborne, not from some other ways of transmitting it. It's mostly from that. And, of course, they talk about wash cutting boards and countertops and raw undercooked meat and all the things that would scare you, wrapping fresh meat in plastic bags at the market to prevent blood from dripping on other foods, because sometimes that happens and then that leads to something else, and how you cook it. And I mean, just reasons to remind you, I think, to be careful with your food supply and how you prepare the food, because you might not be thinking about it. You're rushing around and not thinking, oh, yeah, unless I shouldn't do that. That would be the bad way to prepare it, because it could lead to the dreaded salmonella. And I can't even begin to imagine what it'd be like to have that. Not good, let's put it that way. It would not be good, because you would be down for the count as hard as you might try. You would be down for the count for probably at least a few days. Maybe even a little more than that. Maybe, just maybe, it would be cut a little bit more. By the way, tax day. Have you done your taxes? Yay or nay? Did you file for an extension? I'm going to talk about tax day and getting your taxes done and those that file for the good old extension. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Lost in a rain cloud, walking home through the stars at night. Spirit.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Officially, tax day, Tuesday the 17th, and it's the deadline for submitting individual tax returns to the IRS. So for freelancers, self-employed taxpayers, which there's a ton, we live in an entrepreneurial world, it's also the deadline for making first quarter estimated tax payments, right? And it's the last day to make a contribution to Roth, IRA or traditional IRA. I won't go through all the rules, but I mean, boy, I'll tell you what, the common denominator for most people is they hate, nobody wants to talk about taxes. I had a friend, and of course she falls in the entrepreneurial side, and she was telling me, we were talking, or we were texting earlier in the day, and she said she was still sleeping because she spent all yesterday doing her taxes and then doing the quarterly tax thing, and she used TurboTax and something else, and said it was just brutal trying to put it all together. And, you know, with some states with the income tax and filling that out too as well, that becomes a big hassle. what and the amount you pay depends on the states where you live. And then, of course, there's the no state income tax states, which is Alaska, Florida, Nevada, South Dakota, Texas, Washington, and Wyoming. New Hampshire and Tennessee don't have state income tax either, but they do tax interest and dividends at 5% and 6%. So I've lived in places where you had the state income tax, and I know that your tax, I know that your sales tax is higher. But I have to say, I took a Marco Rubio break, a little water there. I have to say that I enjoy not doing the state income tax because it's such a hassle. Oh, it's such a hassle. Now, of course, if you live in North Dakota, they have the lowest minimum rate. It's 2.9%. California, the only state with a double-digit tax rate for the high earners. It tops out at 13.3%. That is crazy, 13.3%. It has to drive some of them nuts. When I lived in California, it's like when I crossed the state line into California, a neon sign just lit up and said, here comes some more money. However, it doesn't matter what they're making. What can we get? What could it be? And whenever you get your car registered, it would just shock me how much it would cost. I don't care if you were driving a hoopty. They were taxed. They were getting their pound of flesh, their tax. And it was expensive. New York. I like New York. There's so much to do in New York. But when you live in New York, you get taxed you get your income tax, state income tax, the tax, and then the borough tax. Like, whoa, what? Are you kidding me? And then, of course, the one dreaded thing that happens to a lot of people, and I've seen this happen 3 times in my family, where your tax refund is stolen, or your Social Security is stolen. But that's happened to people where they've had it stolen. So wow, you know, it's interesting. H&R Block and TurboTax have free tax filing if you made less than $66,000 in 2017. So for anyone in that situation, not good in many ways, depending on your family size, but hey, free taxes, right? And I wonder how many people did it early. You know, there's those people, they get their tax stuff and they just right away, boom, it's done. Boom, it's done. I did it in February, it's gone. I don't have to panic. And since now you can do it electronically, I think what's so interesting is what used to happen when I was a television reporter / anchor, you always knew what you were doing on a tax day. You were going to do stories about taxes and you were going to talk to people about their taxes. And then at midnight, somebody was going to be doing a live shot and the last people are rolling up and they frantically run into the open post office to mail their taxes. People would be in their cars and they would just go through and dump their taxes in the box or run up to the door. And I don't think I want to say I didn't live in a place where that didn't happen. Every place I lived, that happened. Taxes. All right, you got the documents. That's it. No one likes taxes. Okay, so when you do have taxes, though, there are people that are smart that are doing, like, giveaways. There are, like, bars and things that are doing tax happy hour. So if you're perhaps of that thought, just make sure you look around and see if you can... And see if you can find some place where you get a break for doing taxes. Because I saw a whole bunch of places where you could get a stack of pancakes. You could, you know, get a super cheap drink because of happy hour price because it's tax day. And there's all kinds of tax day specials. In fact, I saw a whole list. I'm gonna look at some of the freebies and deals. So in case you want to feel good, do you want to feel good on a crummy day for so many people? Okay, here's a couple of quick ones I'll give to you. Firehouse Subs. They're inviting you to stop by, get a medium sub when you pay full price, medium or large sub. You get chips and a drink. And this is valid Tuesday through Thursday. The Great American Cookie Company is giving, they're doing this tax tradition. Cookies and cream to customers who stop by free. You get it free. One per customer while they last. They say it's a bummer, but, I mean, a tax day is a bummer, but, hey, we're going to make it a little sweeter. Get it? Chuck E. Cheese, large pizza, free. Free. U.S. That's pretty good. Right? Then there is Brugger's famous big bagel bundle. That's so easy to say, isn't it? You're going to get a big discount there. Get it for $10.40. That's like $3.50 deduction. It's so smart because then people will see it and get it. They're attracted to deals. It's just like Boston Market. If you go into the restaurant and you eat there, you get a 10/40 tax day meal. A half a chicken meal with two sides, cornbread, and a fountain beverage and a cookie. Wow. That would make you feel better about your taxes, wouldn't it? To get that kind of a tax day special. Just go from one place to the other. For dinner, we'll have Firehouse Subs. Then you put on a few pounds. And how are you feeling about those pounds after you do that? Maybe not so good. Might not be a good thing to do that. And then you might need a tax extension. So I'm just going to tell, this is like my public service to you. If you need a tax extension, no big deal. You can file that form. You can file the extension form. And if you're going to wait till the last minute, then you don't have to panic. You get, you know, get them done accurately, and then you can do it right. Somebody said to me, do you think there's like a stigma to this? And no, I don't think there's a stigma, but I think you want to file it extension. You want to file an extension if you don't have everything else. So it's automatic. As long as you file the form, then you have till mid-October to get your tax returns filed. So a six-month extension, you don't have to provide any kind of reason why you're doing it. It gives you more time to file it. It doesn't give you an extension to pay on time. So when you look at the form, you've got to estimate kind of what you owe, but all the particulars, you can take your time putting that together. How many extensions out there? Come on, I see you. Got the special glasses. Looks like about half of America needs an extension. Stay with us.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Donald Trump met with Joint Interagency Task Force South in Key West, Florida, where he talked about the border and why we need to build that wall.
We need border protection. We need the wall. We have to have the wall. The Democrats don't want to approve a wall because they think it's good politically. It's not. You're looking at what's happening in California with sanctuary cities where the people are really going the opposite way. They don't want sanctuary cities.
Lance Armstrong agreed today to pay $5 million to settle claims that he defrauded the federal government by using performance-enhancing drugs when the USPS sponsored his cycling team. That's according to Elliot Peters, Armstrong's lead lawyer in the case. The settlement ended years of legal wrangling between Armstrong and the government over whether the Postal Service had actually sustained harm because of Armstrong's doping. Check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What an important message that so many people need to hear. Really excited about our next guest. His name's Bob Krueger, and he's written a book called Conscious Fitness, From Limited Beliefs to Mindful Health. Bob, thanks so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. It's nice to be here.
So let's talk about your background and what led you to writing this book. I know that fitness is so important to you, and you certainly learned that or carried that with you from your military background. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm a retired Air Force navigator and pilot, and then of course for 23 years through the course of my career, fitness was obviously a big part of that, and it was especially probably more so for me. I was always involved in it through most of my adult life. So that was always a big factor in the decision, but I also, the other side of that coin is actually through my career, I was always working with people even then, training people then, and then eventually, even before I got out, got certified, got some more training, just had an extreme interest in it, interest in helping other people to succeed with their, you know, initially with their fitness goals and their health. I just had a desire to do that after my career had ended. So started my gym, got some additional education, got my fitness certifications, and proceeded from there. And through the course of training people, it had occurred to me that again in my desire to help others, it had occurred to me that training people in a gym or fitness center setting was good, and it was something that worked, but I kept seeing barriers to people's success. And surprisingly, the barriers wasn't their bodies, it was their minds. And so I started to get into, a lot of the psychological, effects that kind of get in the way of people's, successes. And the biggest thing, what I call limited beliefs, is what the book kind of became all about. My goal was to point out, those limited beliefs to people, in an effort and in a hope that I could possibly try to eliminate those limited beliefs through writing this book. So that's kind of the goal, of the book, and to go from there.
Yes. So, fascinating, because I agree with you. So in our mind, we think, yes, we join the gym, we pay the money, it's the beginning of the year, we are going to get in our best shape ever. And then what happens? You got to give us a sneak peek. How do we eliminate those limited beliefs? What do we do? How do we get rid of them?
Yeah, well, of course, Bob's Law number one, nothing's ever easy, right? So we have to educate ourselves is a start. But also, I think the biggest thing is maybe reading, educating, possibly getting a trainer, or at least being in a group or talking with people, with similar issues that you may have as far as problems you may be having, with your health or with your fitness level. And trying to just uncover the issues. But I think probably the biggest thing, and that's where the book comes in, is I wasn't really seeing anything out there to really help people with, kind of like basically telling them that, hey, what you're thinking about this or going to the gym, how you perceive going to the gym and how much you should be working out and what you should be doing. Why that is or is not working for you and what the reasons for that might be. And, instead of doing, they call that's insanity, right? Is doing the same thing and expecting different results, right?
Yeah.
So I try to just give people talk about the limited beliefs and offer alternative, real, scientifically researched, proven ways, or truths, more or less, to the best of my ability to help them change their minds. And of course, the biggest thing that I think everyone is fighting, toward to improve themselves is literally their own emotions and how they feel and perceive what they should do in the gym or what they should do for exercise. A lot of people think they need to work out for 2 or 3 hours. Well, your body doesn't work that way. You need literally, probably more like 45 minutes or less per day. So little things like that, we think more is more, right? Well, no, it's that, our bodies don't work that way.
Yeah. It's so interesting because we start off, we mentioned that you had the military background. You're obviously passionate about this. You've done this key research. Did you have limited beliefs ever? In your life, have you had limited beliefs because of trying to work out and fitness?
Well, I think we all do. I think we all still do. I think I do as well. I think, that's part of, overcoming. We might even have like subconscious beliefs that, we could tell ourselves one thing, but our subconscious is doing or thinking something totally different. And for me, for like just using my, and I use myself as an example in the book. Cause like, for example, I talk about my father who has now passed away, and, he always had a limited belief that, because of what doctors have told him, he ended up dying of heart disease. And, doctors told him early on in his life that there's nothing you can do about it. It's genetic and there's nothing you can do to help yourself. So he took that to heart and never tried to do anything. And then, also, he, as a result of that, would tell me when I was younger, you're going to have the same problems. I believe people, I think that kind of story you know, where their parents tell them, you know, you're going to be the same as me. You know, it's a genetic component. I think that's a universal story, and that's how I start out the book. And getting over those, essentially, like kind of like maybe what we were told, these beliefs we were told when we were kids that, you know, may not be true, and they are literally holding us back, and that we should take or try to take a different perspective. And in the book, I talk about, like, my dad, high cholesterol in his 30s, chest pains in his 30s, and in and out of hospitals since then until he passed away when he was 56. And I talk about in the book, like, hey, it doesn't have to be that way for you. You know, it doesn't have to be that way. You can take action. In the book, I talk about genetics being only, right around 25% of the factor. So it is a component, but that means you've got 75% of everything else to do to change things yourself. So you might have the genetics where you have to work a little harder than others, and others might have to work less than you. But that is the hand you've been dealt. But the best part is you can work with that. And so I use myself as an example where, you know, my dad had chest pains when he was in his 30s, had heart problems. I'm 51 and I've had none. Why? Because I am highly active, you know, and I do things differently. I eat differently and I take care of myself. And I don't think I'm limited by my genetics.
Wow, we're speaking with Bob Krueger, and the book is called Conscious Fitness, From Limited Beliefs to Mindful Health. Pretty powerful what you just said. What do you hope people take away from this book? What are you hoping that people who read it, how they feel when they're done?
Well, I definitely hope my goal is to change their, what I call their worldview, right? We all see things differently. We all see the world differently through our own filters, our own lenses, right?
Yep.
And if those lenses are, if those filters are a little, is covering up, skewing your view, or just, making your life less than it can be, the goal is to change those worldviews. That's what the book really, what I really wanted to do with it is to update people's worldview, change the way they see not only the world around them, but also themselves and their role in their external environment, but also in taking care of their internal environment and themselves and their health. So it's really all about trying to give them different perspectives, at least my perspective, to possibly change some of those limited beliefs that I feel are holding them back.
Yeah, we've got less than a minute, about a minute or so left. And Bob, I want to say this, that as a former military combat pilot, you also are the owner and operator of a fitness facility. So you're able to really see that in action, aren't you?
I see it every day, yeah. And it was really my work as a trainer and having my fitness center that had brought me to this conclusion. I'm like, how can I help people more? You know, bringing them to the gym and training them in a gym is can be limiting in itself if they have limited views on what they're capable of, and really that can be a bigger problem than actually physically training them, is just their mental state.
This is just such a fascinating subject and so important. I've never heard anyone talk about it from this perspective, and I hope the people listening to this pick up Bob's book, because you can really change your mind, and he's got those implementable ways to do that. So Bob Krueger's book, Conscious Fitness, From Limited Beliefs to Mindful Health, don't wait, pick it up today. Bob, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Johnny, angry Johnny, listen to the thunder. I want to kill you. I want to blow you.
All right, tail end of this hour, and we're going to take you to the movies because, you know, if I need to chill my head, meaning I need to chillax, I will go to the movies. I haven't actually been to the movies in a while. It's probably been, I don't know, 6 weeks. It's been a while since I've been to the movies. Busy like all of you. But there may be a couple that I would be interested in. We're going to look at Borg versus McEnroe, Rampage, and Beirut. I lived through as a kid Borg versus McEnroe, a really little kid. I remember my grandfather watching the trials and tribulations between these two superstars. So here's a snippet of that great 80s tennis rivalry between the icy, steely Borg and the volatile John McEnroe. Check it out.
It is Captain Spiller and it is Wimbledon. Björn.
It's the perfect rivalry. The baseline player and the net rusher.
Tennis is
Mr. Borg, how does it feel knowing you could make history if you win your fifth Wimbledon?
No special feelings. Just funny, bro.
standing between Borg and that record is you. You and Borg are as different as two people could possibly be.
Is he backstage or something? Is he like jump out of the cage?
Is that the most bigger talent? But playing Borg is like being hit by a sledgehammer.
Maybe it does.
He missed.
That's right.
Imagine. How do you respond to Nakamura's comment from before the tournament that Borg the machine will soon break down?
I'm just like everybody else. I'm not a machine.
Det är inte lätt att matcha. Men folk verkar tro det. In i skiten, Björn. Du är stjärna, Björn.
Det är inte lätt för någon av oss, Björn.
Understand what the f*** takes to play tennis.
Shut up!
But people, you know, I go out there and I give everything for this game. Everything. Everything you need gets left out on that f***ing court. And none of you understand it because none of you do it.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Borg versus McEnroe. It is 1 hour 47 minutes. Shia LaBeouf plays McEnroe, and I'm not sure who plays Borg, but it's actually who plays Borg is Sverre Gudnason, if I can say that name correctly. Actually, it looks pretty interesting. It got 7 on IMDb. It got 7 out of 10. Stars. I like the story. Sports movies are tough, and this is coming from someone who likes sports. You know, my three things, right? Business, politics, and sports. But this does look pretty interesting. If you know anything about the rivalry, it would be worth a look, I would say. And if nothing else, just kind of put it on your radar for streaming when it gets out of the theaters. We'll see how it does. I don't think it's going to blow away box office numbers or anything like that. I'll be curious about this next one. The Rock. Everything he touches turns to gold. This time, it's about a big ape. You got it. And it's called Rampage. Check it out.
It's weird. You like hang out with animals more than people.
Yeah, well, animals get me. I rescued George when he was 2 years old. George never would have survived on his own.
He definitely trusts you.
Last night, George was 7 feet and weighed 500 pounds. George, you okay, buddy? You're scared. It's okay. This morning, he's 9 feet, pushing 1,000. What's happening to my friend?
Are you familiar with genetic editing? Changes will be incredibly unpredictable.
Is he the only one?
Oh, you didn't know about the 30-foot wolf?
Hell of a day, huh? Science experiments falling from the sky.
Having George on that plane is a big mistake.
I think we'll be all right.
Let's go save the world. It's coming back to me. Have to evacuate Chicago. George didn't ask for this. They're going to put him down. That's not happening. Thinking the only thing that's missing right now is a giant crocodile.
All right, so you got it. You heard about, you know, kind of the ape gets bigger, and then, of course, there's the whole attack, the city, and The Rock trying to figure out what to do. Rampage, big meets bigger is the tagline. Gets a 6 out of 10 on IMDb. I read a couple of reviews about it. This might not be a gold moment for The Rock. This next one, John Hamm stars in, and I'm kind of interested in it because I like suspense and mystery, intrigue, and, of course, wrap in the politics. It's called Beirut.
I was raised as an only child with two people who basically hated each other just enough to stay together. So I guess you could say I've been mediating since well before I was born. Years before I heard the term mutually assured destruction, I was very familiar with it growing up in that house.
Francis Skiles, 45 years old. 10 years ago, he was deputy chief of mission here until his wife was killed.
He's damaged goods, but he's manageable.
Maybe one of you could tell me what I'm doing here.
3 nights ago, an American was pulled off the street in West Beirut. Next morning, we got a communique from a group calling itself the Militia of Islamic Liberation. They have the guy they want to talk. They want you to broker the deal.
They asked for you specifically.
Your friend Cal, he's a hostage.
Cal's the head of all Middle East operations.
These talks, you'd be waiting for bodies to pile up on the embassy sidewalk.
What do you want me to do?
You're an experienced negotiator. Negotiate.
I will track Al Araile for the return of my brother, Rafael Borajan.
Give me a meeting in Israel.
Munich Olympics, Madrid, flight 305, 46 men. All of this, Rafid Abu Rajan.
Is this about you looking for the man who killed your wife?
If they can't find your brother, you're going to have to come up with an alternative.
This is alternative.
He's given us 6 hours to deliver the brother.
He's hiding. He's been driven so deep his own people don't know where he is.
Right now there's a hell of a lot of unprotected pieces in the field.
Do you think they want to save talent, or do you think they want to save the information?
That's an ugly question.
Clearly the monsters have taken over Lebanon. Something needs to be done.
And give Israel the keys to the city?
I need to see Cal. It's impossible. It's only impossible if he's dead. 2,000 years of revenge, vendetta, murder. Welcome to Beirut.
All right, so welcome to Beirut. That's John Hamm. Rosamund Pike also stars in this, and it's a civil war. CIA operatives have to send a former diplomat to negotiate for the life of a friend he left behind. Sounds interesting. I'll catch it streaming, perhaps. That's it for our movie review, and that's it for this hour. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.